Welcome back to Tell Me Your Story, New Paradigms for a New World. I'm Richard Dugan, your host, and we'll get back to our interview with Catherine Lucas, dealing with spiritual emergencies. We have an emergency of our own right now. Well, I got to tell you, it's not really an emergency, but it ties in. Mercury is in retrograde, and Beth McDonald is here with us this week. She wasn't able to join us last week due to, I don't know, was there a spiritual emergency that you were dealing with that you weren't able to join us last week, Beth? Good to have you on the program.
Well, it wasn't my spiritual emergency. It was someone else's.
Ah, always better to be somebody else's.
Yeah, but that's sort of my job. I'm sort of the spiritual midwife, and so I'm always kind of standing by.
So we're coming to the end of Cancer. Matter of fact, the 22nd, we transition into Leo.
Yes.
And as I shared with our listeners last week in the brief time that I had to chat with them, we had entered Mercury in retrograde, which once again is a time of observation, okay? Self-observation. But it kind of ties in with this whole subject that we're talking about on the program today about spiritual emergencies.
Exactly.
I had never really thought of it before in that context,
right,
in terms of having some kind of a, I mean, I've heard of people and their faith is being challenged, that kind of thing. That kind of stuff, but never in another context of what she's referring to. So tell us a little bit about, obviously, Mercury in retrograde. We've discussed that before. But as far as here we are in Cancer transitioning into Leo, and what kind of dynamics have we got going in that regard?
Well, it's a very interesting time. You know, to speak to your first question, Mercury rules your mind, how you think and how you communicate with yourself, communicate with God, communicate with others. And when Mercury is retrograde, you know, those thought processes and the way we communicate becomes more fraught, more difficult, more challenging, and you know how it is. When things break down, you get a glimpse into how things are working, and you get opportunities to make things work more the way you want to.
Mm.
And sometimes those breakdowns can be quite a lot, quite overwhelming, and that will definitely constitute anything that a spiritual emergency, anything that challenges your paradigms,
right,
to the point of distress or suffering, I think is a spiritual emergency, a spiritual crisis, because you've lost your faith.
But at the same time, we're also talking on this program constantly about the whole issue of, you know, control, and the fact that we all struggle with wanting to control situations, but also we're being told, you know what, guess what, you can't. You need to understand that you really can't. All you can do is deal with the events that unfold.
Right. And that speaks to a much bigger situation. In general, you know, most of us, especially people who were abused as children or victimized in some way, we become obsessed with controlling our externals. And that's such an exercise in futility, because we can never do that.
Yeah.
And the heart of all the world's great religions is finding peace with your externals, finding peace with reality, you know, and creating the peace within yourself.
Mm-hmm.
And the Mercury retrograde is a time when we get a lot more opportunities, usually, than we normally do to practice that.
That phrase of become the peace that you want.
Right.
Well, and in this time period, as you're saying, it becomes more challenging. But if you have been working on it, then, you know, you kind of have a one leg up in that respect over a lot of other folks. And then you can kind of be there for other folks who are having difficulty being the peace that
right,
they're looking for in their lives.
People
can get in touch with you through BethMcDonaldConsulting.com to get more information about all of this, as well as about themselves as an individual through various levels of readings that you do. And also call you at 963-0842 to touch base.
Yes.
And one word maybe to describe this upcoming week, or maybe a phrase to maybe put it into perspective for folks?
Well, a new moon, new beginning.
Okay, new moon,
new
beginning.
New moon, new sun, new beginning.
All right, great. BethMcDonaldConsulting.com. I'm Richard Dugan. This is Tell Me Your Story. Stay tuned.